On the one hand, this is probably the most prepared speech I've ever given. On the other hand, it's probably the least prepared speech I've ever given. I specifically didn't write any notes, didn't prepare any sentences or highlights to my speech, because I want to talk from my heart. On the other hand, it's a speech that have been in the writing, been in the making, since I joined the yeshiva. Imagine a person who's standing at the gates of Auschwitz. Imagine yourself standing there and you see a person who's holding something, clutching something close to his heart. You think maybe it's a little baby that he wants to hold and keep with him for as long as possible. Maybe it's a pair of tefillin, a siddur. So you look and you look to see what he's holding, clutching to his heart. And eventually you see the fellow's holding nothing but a small guitar. This is what he brought with him from home. You'd think the guy's lost his mind. You've left your family behind, Europe's up in ashes, the buildings are completely burnt, the shuls are finished, your family's killed, the community no longer exists, Europe's up in smoke. And all you could think of taking with you is your guitar. The guy's obviously lost his mind. We're holding just before the 3 weeks. In Naharis Bavel we say, the Levim had been driven out of Eretz Yisrael. And it says that they were sitting on the Babylonian rivers, next to the rivers, driven away from Eretz Yisrael. The Beis HaMikdash was in ruins. Yerushalayim was charev, it was flattened out. Millions of people had died. They left corpses lying in the streets, piles of them. Families killed, communities finished. How on earth did they have their violins, their harps with them? It says they hung their harps upon the trees by the Babylonian river. What were they doing with their harps? What were they doing taking their guitars with them? That was the only thing they could think of? Family, friends, Beis HaMikdash, Shechina, Yerushalayim, Eretz Yisrael, their guitars. I think the answer is very simple. The Levim knew and they saw the Churban. They saw that there was nothing left. So they decided they had to take it with them. The Levim saw the only way they could continue. How could we continue? We're leaving so much behind. We're leaving the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina. It won't be the same. We're going down to Bavel. How can we continue like this? So no, we have to take a souvenir with us. So they took with the guitars not to play them. They actually cut off their thumbs so they shouldn't be able to play. But they took the guitars with them to take with them the Beis HaMikdash, the Shechina, the beautiful singing that was played whilst the Korbanos were being brought on the Beis HaMikdash, on the Mizbeach. They took it with them. It's so hard to leave. Baruch Hashem, I have Rebbeim. I have Rosh Hashiva in Gitzed. I have my father. Here in Yeshiva, I made myself a new Rebbe, the Rosh Yeshiva. Many, many hours I've spent sitting with him, not only in Inyanim Benegia to the Yeshiva, but in Inyanim Benegia in my life, my family. And in many ways, the Rosh Yeshiva has built me as a person. So I'm taking the Rosh Yeshiva with me to Manchester. I'm going to build Be'ezus Hashem, B'siyata Dishmaya. But I'm taking with so many things that I got from Rosh Yeshiva, from the Yeshiva, from Rebbeim in the Yeshiva, from the Menahal, who I've spent many hours with, from the Mashkiach, from many of the Rebbeim. And I'm looking around the room. First of all, my Chavrusas are both the Rebbeim in Yeshiva, Rabbi Matisyo Polanski and Reb Shmuel Aronson Polinsky. And many of the Rebbeim, and I look around the room with the Bochrim, I haven't found a face that I don't know or haven't had a conversation with and that I feel I don't have a relationship with. Every single Bochum I feel I have a relationship with. I want you to know that I gained from you as Bochrim. I'm taking the lessons. Believe me when I say this. I'm taking the lessons that I learned from you, Bochrim. Mitalmidei Yosef Mikulam is not just a saying of Chazal, it's a Chazal. Mitalmidei Yosef Mikulam, from my Talmidei more than anyone else. Harbe, I've learned much from my rabbis. Mitalmidei Yosef Mikulam, I've grown with you. And I'm taking everything that I had in yeshiva, and I say in the past tense, it's difficult for me. Over the last few days, I was saying L'chaim L'shom to many people. And every single time, it was painful. Every single time I shook someone's hand and said that I was going to Manchester, it was painful. It's hard. But on the other hand, as Rosh Hashiva said, I'm happy to be going on to Manchester to work with my father. It's Habotzes HaTorah, it's what my Rebbe told me to do. It's Habotzes HaTorah, and it's a beautiful schus to be able to be Marbetz Torah with my father. But I'm taking everything that I got in yeshiva with me. I have the guitar with me. I'm leaving behind a beautiful edifice that has the Shechina, that has my Rebbe as a Rish HaYeshiva, that has an unbelievable staff, that has Rebbein, that every single one of them, their whole tafkid, it's something very unusual. Their whole tafkid, their whole mahus, all of their intentions are for the good of you, Bochrim. I guarantee you. Even at the moments that you don't think so, just remember, they mean it for your good. I'm taking all the lessons that I got in the yeshiva, from the Rosh HaYeshiva, from the Hanhala, from the Rebbeim and from the Bochrim, I'm taking it with me. And Be'ezus Hashem, there'll come a time where we'll all be together in one Beis HaMedrash with Vi'as Gil Tzedek, Mehirav Yamin, Amen.
Amen.